You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. Oh, yeah. You know what it's like when you get up. Got to do my shows. Figuring, man, I've been traveling around a bunch and hanging with my boy.
Man, what's the good word?
What is the good word? The good word is that we're always cruising around trying to take care of business for Purple Haze Radio, right?
Yeah, that's what we do, man.
That's what we do.
Because I'm saying, the Starship is getting, we're adding pieces to the spaceship as we speak.
We're adding a lot of pieces to the spaceship.
Things are happening.
Like, I'm excited about the spaceship because we actually had to throw some people off the spaceship.
Oh, no, that's what happens every time.
I'm going to tell you, this is what happens every time.
I've been at Dash Radio for almost, I guess, well,
these people want to do, they want to do shows, and a lot of people can't keep up with it. It actually is a hard thing to do.
Yeah, no, not only that, yeah, it's hard to have that dedication. But aside from that, people fall off because they come into something, they think like it's all going to be great and glorious and lovely. But then you have accountability. And then you understand, like, hey, we have
huge
timing. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
When you're late and you don't call, like, listen, if I'm supposed to be somewhere at 11 a.m., I just leave way earlier, first of all, but second, don't even, there's no excuse. But cause especially in L.A., you already got to give yourself an extra hour just to go one block.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what I'm saying, if I'm going to be somewhere at 11 a.m. and I know that there's no way I'm going to be there at 11 a.m., I'm hitting homeboy up at 10:15, 10:30 to give him enough time, or him or her or whatever, or he, she, enough time to, you know, either say, hey, fuck you, or like, okay, no problem. But when you go to somebody and you, it's bad when you go like at 10:59 or 10:55, like, oh, I'm not going to be there until 11:30. But if you go after the 11, that's even worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Yeah.
It's like 11:10. Like, bro, I'll be there 11:30. Because you know what that means? That means you have zero respect for their time.
Zero.
No respect. That means, like, basically, like, fuck you. You're a piece of shit. Or that thing that's the most...
Sometimes you could go, like, four exits and take you, like, 30 minutes.
But, Andrew, what is that thing? Oh, yeah. What's the most precious, amazing commodity in the world that can never be... You can never, ever, ever get back? What's that thing? Do you know what that thing is?
Time.
Oh, time. Yeah. You just say fuck you to your time and your life. You're like, basically, you just took away some of that dude's life. He could have done anything. He could have jacked off.
Oh, yes.
He could have done anything.
Like
especially,
a,
you know.
Like a champion, too.
Shit, especially this hour in the morning. If I wake up this hour in the morning, what, man, because this is like a little bit earlier than what I like to be. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm at the 4-something to 5 mark, but I'm just like in my own zone. Not riding my bicycle here in all weirdo status, you know what
Super
I'm saying?
Super goblin level.
And now I'm eating these fucking, the Daily Crave veggie chips, breaking news.
Now.
Breaking news.
But you know, the funny thing is, though, if it wasn't for PHP, you would not be so well versed in these quality chips and snacks that we have that are actually healthy.
Top line.
We got to try to be a little bit healthy here when we're smoking all this weed and oil and wax every day.
And you know what? You just better be glad you have some of this stuff, because otherwise I'll go over and start drinking some of the Jimi Hendrix barbecue sauce and shit, all that stuff. It's like, I know it's display only, but
is it display
sometimes
only?
You should see. I sleep eat like a motherfucker, boy.
Oh man, do you? Do you kind of when you sleep? You kind of like get like all of a sudden you feel like a snacking coming on. You get up in mid sleep, get off the bed,
the whole shit.
Go chow down now. But you're
I'll make food.
So you'll get up, have a craving. Consciously, not like sleepwalk, you just be like, I'm fucking hungry. You get up, boom, eat like a wild champion, and then boom shakalaka, out like a light, back to sleep.
Yeah, no, I do this also. What it is, I'll go to like, okay, I'll be sleeping, I'm like, I'll go downstairs and make a bowl of Captain Crunch.
Ooh.
Or like, and I'll put a bunch of bananas and strawberries, I don't even remember cutting up in it.
Oh, nice.
And then I go upstairs and I eat most of it, and then I wake up and like, just fucking, you know, there's like crunch berries on my goddamn like side chair. And then I'll do this, like, I'll make chips and dip. So I'll make, like, the sour cream with the chip packet. So I'll be like, because it reminds me of a kid. So I'll do that shit, wake up, and, like, chip dip. You know what I mean? Like, I got crumbs in bed. And don't let me have... That's why I won't even buy a bag of cookies.
Oh, no.
Because a bag of cookies is not safe. It's not safe
shit.
In my house. And it's like, I don't even fuck with it. So I've been trying to do this whole eating the grapes, you know what I mean? The cold grapes and
now,
shit.
The cold grapes is good. You ever throw them in the freezer?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Freezer grapes.
The freezer grapes.
They're delicious.
It's like a tiny snack.
It's a tiny little, it tastes like a little piece of ice cream. Not ice cream, that's some real hippie shit. That's bullshit.
No,
it tastes
yeah,
like
yeah.
A fruit sickle.
Do you remember those real good ones that they used to, the fruit ones, having the pop with the real fruit in it? They still have them around these days.
Yeah, the Mexican ones.
There's that one brand.
That's the Mexican ones.
Was it a Mexican one?
It's always a Mexican company. They do the fruits right there, the real strawberry ones and the strawberry cream and all
that.
Yeah,
exactly. And it has little strawberry chunks in it.
You know what I've been looking for?
Of course. Mango.
I'm still looking for everybody. Hook your boy up when you find those school pizzas for me. The real deal ones. Not them bullshit ones. The real deal, old school, chemicals added, fucked up school pizzas. You know what I mean? The real deal. That real recipe. That real
school pizzas.
No fucking around. Whatever school pizzas are.
I used to love the school pizzas.
School pizzas are delicious.
They're the best.
They're top of the line.
So we've been traveling a bunch. We had to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
We went to go to the Champ Show, which was fun. You know, like I said, I wasn't as impressed with the assortment of usually there's really good glass blowers and guys trying to hustle some really cool ass pieces, but I didn't see that kind of selection. I see more common glass stuff you just see in like regular smoke shops.
Yeah, I mean that's what's going on. But the thing is, you remember the very first Champ Show, right? Back in the days of Vegas, behind the it was the circus and the little circus thing.
Yeah.
I was there. It was Got Vape when we did that.
Yeah,
and it was crazy because the sea has grown. I'm telling you, back then there was a bunch of literally like hippies, and they have like a fold table
piece
of cardboard sign, like not even like Shit. Like a piece of cardboard they found from like the craft services people.
I remember when we would do the shows at the Riviera way, 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 way back in the day.
Way back,
and we used to rent like the penthouse.
Yep.
Those wild penthouses that they had with the fucking giant high ceilings and the old school.
That was like the thing you would do. You would have your thing, and then you would have your thing.
Yeah. You'd be downstairs and then have your super wiggle upstairs.
Yep. That's how you had to do it. But now it's become so big that, yes, there is a lot of other countries, a lot of Chinese countries, I mean companies, things like that. You know, a lot of Chinaman glass.
Yeah.
And things like that. But you know, it's because this is what's going on.
What do you want to jam to?
Shit, it's early in the morning. Drive-by truckers. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see.
Drive-by truckers.
Outfit.
My shit right here.
Yo, let's go. Let's go puff up for 2 seconds.
Do that. You wanna feel old after 4 years? Keep dropping the hammer and grinding the gears. Wake up, motherfuckers, wake up. Well, I used to go out in a Mustang, a 302 Mach 1 in green. Me and your mama made you in the back, and I sold it to buy her a ring. And I learned not to say much, nothing. So I figure you already know. But in case you don't, or maybe forgot, I'll lay it out real nice and slow. Don't call what you're wearing an outfit. Don't ever say your car is broke. Don't worry. Southern man tells better jokes. Have fun and stay clear of the needle. Call home on your sister's birthday. Don't tell him you're bigger than Jesus. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. 5 years in a St. Florian foundry. They call it industrial park. Then hospital maintenance and tech school. Just to memorize frigid air parts. But I got to missing your mama. And I got to missing you too. And I went back to painting for my old man. And I guess that's what I'll always.
Oh, yeah. Had to hit a little oil right there. Shit's good, man. Got some what everybody does. It's the popular thing right now is distillate, which means they like take the oil and they extract it, and then they kind of like filter it, almost like vodka. You know how like when you have vodka and vodka's like a 5 times
freedom
filter.
Rock,
this?
Man, freedom fucking rock, brother.
And it's like 98% pure, but when they extract it, it's clear. And it takes all the flavor out, and then you put the flavor back in. And that shit tastes good. What did that taste like? Does it taste like kind of strawberry or what did you get?
Tastes like crack. Tastes like really good crack from the 80s.
Oh, so, shit.
Can you imagine? Let me get some of that strawberry crack. Sounds good. Crack breakfast.
Unbelievable.
Is it people still doing crack, I guess? It's astounding.
I mean, it's got to still be a huge problem. Yeah.
Some of that Ron, too. Some of the heroin.
That's the biggest one right now.
It's anything that's an opiate.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Opiates make you itch. I take a Vicodin, boy. I'm itching. My nose is itching.
Absolutely.
Everything's itching. I can't fuck with no Vicodins.
Yeah.
Vicodins.
You know, the CBD pills help a lot of people. And the
I'm
going to
need some. You got some CBD here?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm going to need some CBD because I'm feeling inflammatory.
A little inflammatory. But it was, you know, I think that it's pretty wild how Vegas is blowing up as far as with recreational. I read this thing about this place called Planet 13 that's going to be opening. 40,000 square feet dispensary. Isn't that crazy?
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that crazy?
You can't be mad.
Unbelievable.
You need to talk to that dude?
Nah.
About the spaceship?
Nah, the spaceship. It was just
one of the spaceship builders.
Yeah, spaceship builder.
No, see, I can't even give him that level. It's more like he is a crafter.
It is exciting when this is going to be done. How long we've been dreaming about when we made the move and we got this set up. We got set up here. We're going to be like stupid style.
You know what's going to happen, dude. When you're not looking, I'm putting my dick on the table, dude.
Oh, God.
One point in time.
Oh,
and then everyone's going to know. I'm like, God. I'm like in the corner like.
Oh, God. It's a good thing we have cleaners.
Yeah, no, there are tons of cleaners.
We're going to have some wild intern cleaners, too.
Yeah.
We'll have some wild, interesting.
You want to know a good, weird story?
Tell me.
So when I back in the days, when I was living with Tommy, and we had installed this fucking sex swing, right?
Uh-huh.
It's called Sex Wing. So then he was like plowing Carmen Electra. And this was right around the time he was getting back with Pamela.
Oh,
so he's
man.
Plowing Carmen Electra, right? So
he's
plowing her in the fucking swing, whatever, okay. He calls me up and I'm at the house. You know what I mean? I'll do anything for him. He's the homie.
Sure.
He's like, bro, dude, you gotta go, you gotta do a huge favor, bro. And I'm like, what? He's like, huge favor, bro. It's a big one. I'm like, well, he's like, I need you to go clean the chair. I'm like, what? I need you to clean the chair. Pamela's coming over.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's all bad, dude. So I would go to the chair, dude. And
so
the chair
wait,
has all
wait,
kinds of fucking
wait,
juices.
Wait. Hold on a second. So you're telling me that Pamela would know to inspect the fucking thing?
Pamela's
was she that,
freak,
was she that wild, like, to make sure that
it
wasn't?
Pamela's gnarly.
No,
don't get twisted.
No.
Pamela's a bad... Listen, no. Those girls are no game.
And she would be...
Pamela,
she'd
Carmen,
she'd be wise.
Gnarly,
she'd
rock
be
star.
She'd be wise to that game.
Listen,
like that?
These girls are rock star. Don't get it twisted.
No. Explain it to me, then.
What do you mean? Straight up. She would have went right to that chair, like, oh, okay, you think you're going to throw me in this chair? She'd smell right the area.
Ooh.
Think about it. You imagine you're going to throw me in this after you throw some other horn
not,
here.
Not even
who do
just
I look like?
For
you know
traces.
What I mean? She'd be like, who do I look like?
A smell test on the sex swing.
It's just me. I have a bad habit of smelling everything myself. It's very horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. When someone says, this smells real bad, I don't know what makes me smell it, but I smell it. I don't know why. And they're like, it smells like shit. I'm like, well, oh, God damn it. That smells like shit, man.
So had he been...
Like, why do you need confirmation, Tito?
Had he been previously been caught...
No, I don't even know. I don't even think it's about that. I think it was more like a respect thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, hey, man, we're getting back together, possibly.
I feel you.
Go clean the chair.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, I got you.
There's fucking crusty white shit all over it.
Oh, my God.
You got to go handle that for me, good brother.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is absolutely, absolutely wild.
It was pretty fun. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't fun cleaning the chair. No, it was.
So we've been trying all these different buds lately, huh? This that white dream. That's not bad.
I haven't tried any of it because I'm in here smoking that distillate thing. You outside, I see you smoking.
Yeah.
I just come. I'm like your buddy. I'm like a carpool technician, but with weed. I'm like a carpool toke technician. You know what I mean? I come out here and I sit with you while you smoking the bone because it is. I feel that when I smoke weed, I get fucking a heavy throat. I'd be coughing all that shit when I smoke dabs.
Interesting.
I'm great. Like I don't even like I'm great. I don't get no heavy throat. And you know I'm a vocalist, so I know. What's the good word? You know what I mean? So I know when like my throat's messing up and I might need some of those throat zones. Throat zones for singers out there. It's actually called vocal zone. Vocal zones. They're little tiny lozenges from England and they go underneath. They're black. They're dope.
For vocalists.
For vocalists, yeah.
Get out of here.
And when it does, you go right there in between your gum and your like your teeth bottom part of it. And as you sing, it constantly just a little bit of like moisture or whatever it goes down your throat
and the keys are lubricated. Yeah, here.
It's called vocal zone.
But do they make something like that in the U.S.?
I mean, you can get them here. You can order them here.
No, but I mean, like, is there a
man? Hell no, man. The United States, just like even vitamin C is bullshit. You got to get it from Canada. They're scared. What? You know, in the United States, they're like, listen, we want to keep you sick. Don't get twisted. Like, we're trying to keep you sick over here. Like, really, even though you might need 1,000 milligrams or something, they're going to tell you, only take 800 and go ahead and, like, you know, take another 800 in a little bit. We could just knock it out at fucking a good one solid 1,000 and be over it. They want to keep you struggling on. So that way, instead of that, they got you at, you know, they got you now 2,400. Milligrams in a day, which man, fuck all these milligrams. You should be on that good CBD.
Yeah, no, the CBD is the way to go.
Do you believe the CBD truly works?
Absolutely.
Not a game. Like takes away pain.
Yeah, but not every CBD. Everyone's running around buying stuff at CBD.
See, now that's what I don't know. I don't know what kind of CBD to get.
And a lot of the stuff that's
what's the good word?
A lot of stuff that's in the stores. There's CBD that actually comes from other plants, which now CBD is coming in from China a lot because you can't federally have it to put it around. So stuff's coming in from other countries and you don't know if it's from a cannabis plant. Now you have the stuff that says that's a hemp derived.
I see that. What is that about?
Okay, so that stuff doesn't help these particular ailments. It probably helps minor or in certain ways, but not in the ways that everybody's reading about CBD.
Wow. See, this is what I don't understand.
So the truest form of CBD is the stuff that's above 3%. Anything under 3% is considered industrial hemp. And that's a lot of the stuff you see now. But anything above 3% is considered cannabis. So there are plants that have a lot of CBD and a tiny bit of THC and other, you know, spectrums of the plant. If you're a patient, you could have CBD with THC and you could be able to have what the true form is that helps. But the particular, let's say, pills that we use over here at PHP for Jimmy's meds there, and the farmers and guys that we're growing with are using true CBD genetics that help PTSD, cancer.
Wow.
Cancer, neuropathy, you know, sleep, restless leg syndrome, like all kinds of crazy things where it alleviates and helps people and gives them a better quality of life. I take them every day. And when I don't take them, I can for sure tell the difference.
It's like your bones ache, your muscle aches?
Has nothing to do with that. It's almost, well, it has a lot. It's like taking a vitamin.
But what about me? See what it is? I'm T-Lo. I don't spoil myself.
Well, if you...
I don't take no vitamins. Yeah, I don't put on lotions.
It will prevent... It can prevent stroke up to 40%. It can prevent and help battle diseases in your body. So if you take it...
It's a wonder drug.
It's preventative. It helps. It gives that little extra...
Well, I'm going to need some... I'm gonna take some of that. That's what I'm saying. A
little push into the cushion.
I wouldn't do no HGHs or any of that weird shit.
Sure. There's a lot of guys that do that.
Of course they do. And I don't want any of that. Because I'm like, I'm not spoiling my shit. I just work harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I don't need... If I was to go take some HGHs and all that weird shit and them roids and people do and stuff and been sticking them needles in their bellies and shit.
Yeah.
I'm already gnarly. Just imagine that. It'd be like weirdo.
You have no reason to do it because you're actually going up every day like a fucking wild goblin and you're like going out.
So then that would be like.
And exercising every day. So there's a difference. Anybody who goes and exercises every day, even if you exercise for what, 15 minutes,
I mean,
you're
going
to see what they say scientifically.
Yeah, no.
15 minutes, and you could consistently, if you're heavier, lose weight.
Yeah,
you just have to
that.
Put that, that minimum amount in. And if you do that minimum amount, then you start losing a little weight. Then what happens? You start looking at yourself and you're like, oh shit, this shit's starting to work. Maybe I'm going to work a little harder.
You know what? Basically what happened, I was like around 265 pounds. And I was like, just not even being Tilo anymore. Like my light wasn't shining. And I was living up in Beachwood Canyon, up in the Beachwood Canyon Hills, you know, over there.
Uh-huh.
And it was fucking dope up there. At the very top. Dope place. And then, so I was like, man, I started getting up in the morning. This way I lost weight. I would get up and my homie had a dog named Kaya, little border terrier. I was like, fuck it. Come on, Kaya, we roll. Every morning I would just start going hiking.
Sure.
Went to the Hollywood sign.
Sure.
And I'd walk from the house. The next thing you know, more and more I can get faster and faster. And the thing just kept dropping away. And it takes, you see, what happens is people get discouraged because they think it's supposed to happen. Because in the beginning, if you have a lot of weight, you drop it quick and then you gain some. And then you feel like, ah, I'm a loser. No, but it takes time. And I'm like, I say fuck the scale. Like, I don't even really fuck with the scale. You know what I mean? I just looked at the scale finally. It's like the other day, I'm at 165, which is ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, now I'm like pulling on more muscle. So it's like, you know, riding the bike and doing those kind of things. And it's like, I still eat what the fuck I want. I just don't go crazy. So say like I want some fried chicken. You know what I mean? I'll get some fried chicken, but I just get the chicken breast. And I eat just the breast.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that shit was amazing. But I only, before I'd be like, I need five pieces. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah,
same
exactly.
As ice cream. You know what I mean? I love ice cream. You know what I mean? But instead of getting high and eating a half gallon of it.
Absolutely.
Now it's like eat like a kind of little, cool little made little, you know, one scoop with a thing of strawberries and some almonds. And like, make the dress it up a little bit like there with some organic chocolate, shit like that to make it feel like you're doing a little bit more. And it's much smaller. You know, this is,
exactly.
You can do little shit like that. I mean, going like, and I'm telling you what really the biggest thing is, fast food. Fast food will fuck you up.
Yeah, I think just cutting fast food
and soda
out makes a massive difference on people's body.
Huge.
I mean, you might not necessarily get like super thin from it, but you just generally would be healthier.
Yeah, because this is what it is. A lot of people don't understand when you got to look at some things sometimes, because when you really look at calorie breakdowns and things like that, you're like, oh, okay, should I either, you know, have this little ass piece of fucking bullshit, or I can have this whole whatever. And sometimes you'll be confused. Like, you'll be thinking something that's really healthy is like much better for you, but realistically, the goddamn cheeseburger from McDonald's has equal, like, almost like less calories, less fat content.
Sure.
Because it's something supposedly is supposed to be made of soy and it's all earth friendly and organic and all this bullshit. You know, just because it's vegan doesn't mean it's like super like healthy for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a fucking crazy rule, man. But I'm saying, eat what you do, eat what you want, moderation.
I think that's the biggest thing. Don't pig out.
No.
If you do, just try not to do it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's sometimes you get the wild binges and you fucking need to chow down like a beast. But try to exercise at least 15 minutes a day at minimum to just keep yourself in the groove.
I mean, my mom died of obesity, and I remember when she was like over probably almost 600 pounds, and when I remember she could walk down to the mailbox and back. It was like a big deal. You know what I mean?
It's
like, it just sucks because in Ohio, now there's so much support. So it's like, think about then, there wasn't, you know, all you were ostracized. You were just like,
you're just like, we're on
public assistance and all that kind of stuff.
Super ostracized.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like not even a factor. So you had no like support. Not many people could relate with you. Now there's like, I can't say there's no excuses, but I'm saying it's a lot easier and a lot more support for people that have all of different sizes, and also the movement of like Ashley Graham, you know, that one model, she's super hot.
So it's like
things like that. And like, what's going on? They're changing the image of the woman, which I think is phenomenal.
For sure.
It's absolutely, you know, it's beautiful what's going on. I'm saying, man, the times are changing, man. Times are changing. Women are about to take over some serious shit too when it comes to executive wives.
Yeah.
Because they're bringing down the hacks on the old whites.
Actually, especially in the cannabis industry.
And every
they're
industry.
Saying, well,
what do you say
saying,
about the cancer? Tell me about this. That's interesting.
In the cannabis industry, they say that women have the most equal, one of the most equal fair shakes in a marketplace than there ever has been. And, you know, that's why
yes.
And that's why they have like women's grow And they have these different groups all over the United States now that are forming, that all these women entrepreneurs are working with each other and speaking and doing all kinds of stuff to rack up the Lucci.
Well, let's do whatever we can over here to help support them.
Absolutely. We got one of our newest add-ons, Kristen Rail, to the company. She's part of Women of Weed.
Women of Weed.
A new group that they just put together here in Southern Cali.
Women of Weed. Yay. Women of Weed.
That'd be if Togan was on.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy I made it go from that deep to that high, huh?
Women
of Weed.
You got
the
voice there.
Word?
Exactly.
The Women of Weed.
That's why you were singing Beast.
The Women of Weed.
I'm thinking it's the Lollipop Kids shit. You know what I'm saying? Them dudes are dope. Remember?
I remember the Lollipop Kids. Didn't one die or something? Isn't that like a weird? What was
that?
There's
someone like hung in the back.
What was that weird? Yeah.
Someone hung himself, and you can see it
in the original films. But then they represent
the Lollipop Kids. The Lollipop Kids. The Lollipop Kids.
Yeah, that was. You know, I heard that they edited that shit out. And it's like, isn't it?
You could find that shit on YouTube, man.
Yeah, that one's probably the easy one to YouTube.
I'm gonna look it up.
But YouTube's also been taking out all the cannabis shit, which is fucked up.
Why?
Too. Yeah, they're going after like any like YouTube channels that are related to cannabis, and they've been just shutting them down.
How? Why?
Just because they new policies of bullshit.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah, can't believe it.
Well, you know Zuckerberg.
You can see all kinds of whacked out shit, but now you can't see cannabis stuff
on
there.
You can see beheadings. You can see everything.
Beheadings.
Yeah.
But they're gonna close cannabis ones.
Yeah.
And you've seen beheadings on there.
Oh, they're gone. Bombings.
Bombings.
You see bombings where you know they just blew up villages. Right now we can look.
Crazy.
You know what they have? Tons of tragedy on there.
But
they have
me smoking a joint. That can't happen on YouTube.
They have things like plane crashes. They have things like people dying in waves. They have all this shit, right? And I'm telling you, this is what's fucked up.
Shark attack.
Oh yeah. Are you gonna see a shark? You wanna see someone get their leg cut off? No problem.
You got even a dude like wearing fucking wild costume, jumping around acting like all wild.
You can actually see cops shooting other people. And other people shooting at cops.
Unbelievable.
Everything there.
Yet if I have our Wake and Bake show on, it'll get pulled down.
Wow.
Insane.
Well, we got to figure something out.
Yeah, I know. Well, I heard about, there was like somebody came up with this thing called WeedTube. I heard, or did you hear about this?
Man, that's like old, that name old, but that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think someone like recently started putting up content that's like weed-related because YouTube started doing that. Created like this thing, WeedTube.
Oh, this is funny. My boy Lofty, he started the thing a long time ago, and we were he opened a dispensary in Lake Forest, in Orange County. He wanted to advertise in OC Weekly, right? And they were like negative.
No, but back then, right? How many years ago? A long time ago.
Oh, this
right?
is like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
They were like negative star fighter. He's a really smart dude. So he went and he dressed up in all Burberry suit. And he had the news people and everybody come. So he went to Leisurelands down there. You know Leisureland? Where all the old folks live? And it's like Leisureland's a place where like if you're still like spry and you're still doing your thing, you want to go like jitterbug and shit and play golf all during the day
and drive
golf carts and all go to dinner at 4:30 in the afternoon. That's where you live. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
a dope
community behind your gate. And it's in Orange County, like, right by Laguna.
Like 55 and older type
thing. Yeah, it's right by Laguna, that kind of place.
Uh-huh.
He goes there and picks up like, he rents all these vans to go there and picks up busloads of people to come to his dispensary because there's all these older people that smoke weed and they can get their safe weed.
Yeah.
Then he has all like the some extreme sport artists there. They're in wheelchairs. He has the news people like Fox 11, Channel 5. Everybody comes down and he's in the Burberry suit and asks them all great questions about this whole shit. Like, so the whole thing it was going down. So then. He's really smart. So they were like, made it look like basically all these old people were like, why are you going to try to take away the place we get our medicine safely?
Oh,
you want to buy from thugs? You want to buy from thugs? All this shit. It was just perfect, dude.
Shit.
So then, dude, he's just a fucking genius. God bless
what
his
an
heart.
Animal.
So then OC Weekly was like, we got him in there and they're like, dude, We can't advertise. We're like, what?
Even after that,
we tried. We're like, dude, no way.
After the super wiggle.
After super, they're like, dude, we're so sorry, whatever. It's like, we really want to. Like, the dude that was working with, he wanted to, but he's so bummed out. He's like, all right, no problem. You know what my boy did, like, overnight? Because he's a beast like this. He's like, you love this dude.
Me.
He fucking started OC Weedly. So it looked just like him. It was O.C. Wheatley. So it looked like O.C. Wheatley. They had a heart attack.
They must have had a heart attack.
He printed him and put him out and everything. Yeah, it was huge.
And did they decide to finally do it because of that happening?
Yeah.
And is O.C. Wheatley...
No, he stopped doing it because he's one of those guys that moves on to projects. He's a venture. Yeah,
so he just did it just to fuck with them.
Blew up that company, sold that company.
Like a beast.
Sold it. And he also, and that company also did like this like cannabis college he was doing in there and all this kind of crazy shit. Apothecary College with fucking
Apothecary College.
Good old fucking Brett back in the day, remember?
I remember, oh yeah.
And that place in Lake Forest.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's fucking that nice ass facility. It was in a medical facility and everything.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, shit's next level, man.
I remember that. That's funny.
Yeah, man. What's the good word, man? What is the motherfucking word?
The good word.
Yeah, the real one.
The real one is that we seem to like always... We seem to be always like keeping abreast of what's going on and what's in tune with the industry, and I'm excited about all the different shows and different things we got going on now, you know?
Yeah, it's on. And then, you know, you're going to see the Mam & Token show. We all back together now. Everybody had to go out and do their things, you know? That's how we do it.
Yeah,
and we come back together like Jackson 5.
And Token went on a great did you get to see the thing with him in the theater now?
No.
Yeah, we should check it out, right? It was all these different comedians, and it played in all the theaters, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that thing, yeah.
Yeah, it played in the theaters.
That's a big deal, yeah. But no, I didn't get to see it, though, because I'm an idiot. You know me, I'm always, like, doing some yoga or some dumb shit underneath some tree.
I think he would be rocking it, and we're definitely when you guys have been having your shows lately, they were fucking hilarious. I couldn't even contain myself.
Okay, wait, we got Lerone coming back
the other day.
We got Jillian Michaels and Jillian. Oh my god, Jillian and Jillian together, it's rough.
So was that how you guys
shits on me.
Was that how you guys were joking about the Jillian from the Biggest Loser ones or
oh,
something?
Oh no, that's a whole different one. That's Jillian Michaels. We got a Jillian Michaels. Jillian Michaels. No, we have Jillian Schmidt. Her name's Jillian Schmidt. And then we got Jillian Michaels. And then there's that Jillian Michaels.
Jillian Michaels.
She's the real deal. She's that strong lesbian. Strong lesbian. She's got real ass strong.
And is she like strong as far as lifts weights or?
No,
or
she's just... like the number one fitness woman in the world. She is a beast. Like she is a goblin. She's a super boss. She's like the Ellen of the fitness world. Like she's very gnarly. She helps a lot of people. She did The Biggest Loser. She's just a gnarly person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a phenomenal woman. She's one of the strongest. Like I like to fuck with her and jug her because everybody thinks she's hot and I like her and she's mad she's a lesbian. But
so she is.
She's dope.
She is a lesbian. The one from the Biggest Loser.
Yeah,
and then she's the one that's on the show. Or are you just joking to her?
No, she's not on the show. I'm saying poor Jillian Michaels, our guy, Token. Every time you put in Google, Jillian Michaels says, "Did you mean?
Did you mean Jillian? Her? Did you mean her? Yeah,
yeah." And it don't even let you really even go. It don't even pop up none for Jillian.
That's
so he's finally
funny.
Giving up. He's like, "Listen to me, Token." So he's Token.
It is.
He's giving up.
Token's good.
Token, that's all you need.
Got to have your token around when you need him, you know?
I know you got to do that, man.
Absolutely. And then your shows play all the time, so... But we're always constantly doing new ones, which is fun. And then we got lots of events to look forward to. We're going to have a busy...
Well, we got these little shoemakers. What are those little people? Little cobblers. Little trolls and little gnomes are going to come in tonight. And tomorrow I'm building these goddamn desks for us.
Yeah, the gnomes actually hit me up and said the gnomes are probably going to need a few more days. It won't be tomorrow, I guess. The gnomes are finishing up the works, but it will be by next week, so by like Monday.
Okay, well.
And then once that's all gnomed out, it's going to be a whole nother level here at PHR.
Their little hands, dude. I knew their little hands were took over tasks too big in that tiny bit of time.
You know how it goes.
I know exactly how it goes.
But once it's done, it's done. And you guys will be enjoying all the great stuff we got going on at the Wake and Bake Show and all the different talk shows we've got on Purple Haze Radio and Dash Radio. And then me and Tilo, we're gonna definitely, he's gonna sample some oil, I'm gonna sample some flavors.
And I mean these motherfucking chips, I gotta put them away.
And he loves the chips. Actually, you know, it's funny, is like I'm surprised that you got so into the veggie chips. It must be that the oil is so good that we're smoking today.
No, it must be because the veggie chips are so awesome, and I wish I had some of that good avocado hummus you get, but your shit is a week old, and I'm weird, and I don't even like...
It gets weird like
after
that.
After I open up a loaf of bread...
But how much you want to bet that on Saturday, even though today is Tuesday, I bet you if I left it there, which should still be technically fresh, okay? Would Julian take it down during the Saturday session?
He would.
Now, do we even say...
No, I'm not doing that to him, dude. No, I'm doing that to him. That's some dirty, dirty Middle Eastern shit.
Well, if you're at...
Hummus.
But if you were at the old recording studio, the selection would just be probably what? Like an Oscar Mayer hot dog or what?
The old studio? Oh, what a dash?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? No, anything a Chevron provides. What are you talking about? Anything Chevron provides. And it is, yes, a 2 for $2 hot dog deal we did quite frequent. Also the 69-cent jalapeno crackers. And then a Lunchable every here and now and then. You know, ice cream bar. All the bad stuff. Because Sharky is just a little bit too far. Speaking of food, man, I'm hungry. What are we going to eat?
I'm thinking we're going to go hit some HQ. Because I don't think we got much else to do today.
No.
Today's one of those mellow days. So we decided to jump on, say hello to all you cats, and smoke some herb with us while we fucked around on today's Wake and Bake show. And then definitely enjoy all the other shows we got going on. Mayhem is out of the house. Walking off the building. He's like Elvis. He's out the building. And thank you guys for coming on the Wake and Bake show and enjoying all the great stuff we got going on. Live concerts, different music zones, different shows throughout the day. And make sure you're always finding and smoking your favorite nuggets here with us at Purple Haze Radio. And don't forget to download Dash Radio and tell your friends to download Dash Radio and listen to Purple Haze Radio, Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. And then when you're wondering all the different talk shows we have, just go on our website, www.purplehaze-radio.com, and check out our radio schedule for all the great talk shows, live concerts, and different things we got going on. And then right on the homepage, we got all kinds of banners flipping around and showing you the different shows we have. Check out all the different stuff we have. And if you want to listen to old webcasts, go on podcasts on iTunes and check out Purple Haze Radio and check out all the great shows we have, from Michael Miller to The Alcoholics, WLAX Show, Wake and Bake with Mayhem and Token, and all the other great shows we have, Kicking It with Kristen Rail, and all the cool topics and stuff we cover throughout the day that you catch at 4:20 a.m., 7:10 a.m., high noon, 3 o'clock, 4:20, and check out all the live concerts we have at the 7:10 Oil Hour during 7 p.m. Pacific Time, where we play a concert every night for about an hour, so you can take out your bowl, your wax, your E-Pen, after having a hard day at work or crazy day with whatever you were doing or people bugging you and getting you all mad about life. You can just at least know that it's 7 o'clock during the oil hour. Shit, close the door, spark one motherfucker up, and listen to some good music from The Doors to Led Zeppelin, Dave Matthews, Fish, all the wonderful great bands that have influenced all different types of generations. And we'll have new bands, old bands, festival performances, and all kinds of cool stuff for you guys to listen to and enjoy on Purple Haze Radio, on Dash Radio. Check it all out. This is Andrew Pizzicalis. I'm the CEO of Purple Haze Properties and Purple Haze Radio. Real glad you guys got to kick it with me and Tilo this morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are all over the world. Wake and Bacon with us, live and uncensored. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And Puff Tuff, peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.